justice system is itself criminal. You must understand that. I say it in circles and people think I'm out of my mind. But that simply is not the case. It is not an accident that all the DAs of the state of California and the chiefs of police, who are 99 and 1 point all white men, want Williams to die on December the 13th. That's not necessarily because they are such bad men, but they are men who consent to a system which in itself is criminal, and they play a role in the criminality of the justice system in California and the United States. In addition to that, I want to say that our country, as Martin King said, April the 4th, 1967, is the number one purveyor of violence in the world. So it's not an accident. I maintain that my country, where I was born and raised and all the rest of it, is the number one enemy of peace and justice in the world. And the war in Iraq, the war on drugs, the war on crime, are all wars aimed at you and I and our children, and have been aimed at us for decades, in fact. And far too many citizens of our country are asleep to that reality. You and I, as we gather here, in the name of Tookie Williams's life, must commit ourselves in the 21st century to a long-term nonviolent struggle that changes this nation as well as us. And if we are not committed to that, then we have no business being here this afternoon, because these are connected to one another. So I simply want to insist that yes, Tookie Williams did not have a fair trial. Few young people who are poor or people of color and young get a fair trial in the courts of Los Angeles or the United States. Very, very few get a fair trial. That's why our prisons are filled today with 2.3 million people in just the prisons, not counting the jails. And most of them are young and poor and people of color. That marks, in my mind, what we are up against. But let me say, this system will not prevail. United States in Iraq or Central America or in Africa stealing the resources of Africa will not prevail. Because they are on the wrong side of truth and on the wrong side of human history. And you and I must therefore commit ourselves again and again and again to the struggle that will produce a new earth, a new heaven, and a new race of people, men and women from all around the world, who rise up and call for equality, liberty, justice, community for every boy, every girl, every man, every woman, in every place, in the face of God and in the face of the earth. Thank you.
Show your love. Dr. Tim Lawson, show your love.